بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسول الكريم أما بعد. We were speaking about the virtues of Jumu'ah, and we mentioned about Hazrat Maulana Badri Alam Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, who said that we should make the day of Jumu'ah a special day, especially when living in a country which is ruled by non-Muslims, majority non-Muslims. Give children money, give them gifts, cook a special meal to show to the family, to the household, so they grow up understanding that this is a special day in the life of a Muslim. Then we said that the day of Jumu'ah was respected even by the ancestors of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam long before the advent of Islam. We find in the lineage of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, in the ancestry, there is a person by the name of Ka'b bin Lu'ay. And he initiated the weekly congregation on Fridays. He would assemble people on a Friday, deliver a lecture, a sermon. First he would praise Allah Ta'ala and explain that Allah Ta'ala created the skies, the earth, the moon, the sun, and all other forms of creation. Then he would go on to give them advice. He would encourage them to maintain favorable family ties. He would also mention, a messenger is to appear among my descendants. If you happen to encounter that time, make sure you follow him. At times he would recite the following poetry: Ya laytani shahidun fahwa da'wati idha quraishun tabghi al-haqq khudlana. If only I could be present when he, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, proclaims his message, when the Quraysh will shun the truth and forsake him rather deplorably. These gatherings would take place on Fridays. Then As'ad bin Zurara radiallahu anhu was the sahabi who was responsible for establishing the Jummah Salah in Madinah Sharif. When he observed that the Jews and the Christians had a special day of the week in which they congregated, the Jews on Saturday and the Christians on Sunday, he reflected that the Muslims should also observe a day of the week in which they should congregate to remember Allah Ta'ala and express their appreciation and shukr to him, to offer salah and to worship him. As'ad bin Zurara radiallahu anhu proposed that the day of Friday should be the special day for the Muslims. Subsequently, on this day, he led everyone in salah. And then a few days later, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam letter addressed to Mus'ab bin Umair radiallahu anhu reached the people of Medina, wherein he instructed them to congregate on a Friday and perform two rakats of salah after midday. So Allah Ta'ala inspired As'ad bin Zurara radiallahu anhu with doing the correct thing even before the instruction came from Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Abdurrahman ibn Ka'b bin Malik radiallahu anhu says, whenever my father Ka'b bin Malik radiallahu anhu heard the adhan of Jumu'ah being called out, he would fondly remember Hazrat As'ad ibn Zurara radiallahu anhu and make dua for forgiveness for him. Once when I inquired about this, he replied, in Medina, he was the first person to lead us in the Jumu'ah Salah. Previously, during the times of ignorance, this day was referred to as the day of Aruba. The Sahaba radiallahu anhu preferred to call it Jumu'ah. When Wahi came down, Allah Ta'ala approved of this name, as is evident from the following verse: Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu idha nudiya lis-salati min yawmin jumu'ah fas'au ila dhikrillah. Allah Ta'ala says, when the call for salah is proclaimed on the day of Friday, then hasten towards the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In the time of Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu, once a slave woman of Hazrat Safiya radiallahu anha, who was the noble wife of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, our mother, the slave woman came and complained to Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu and said that Safiya radiallahu anha likes Saturdays a lot and she has a very good relationship with the Jews. So Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu sent a message to her asking for an explanation. She replied, ever since Allah Ta'ala gave me Friday in place of Saturday, I never like Saturdays. As for my good relationship with the Jews, the reason for this is that I have many relatives among them and I maintain my family ties, as is the teaching of Islam. On hearing this, Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu asked the slave woman, what made you lay such an accusation against the mother of the believers? She said, the slave woman said, in truth, that it was from Shaitan. That means she admitted that she spoke the wrong thing. She said a lie. Hazrat Safiya radiallahu anha then freed her. So alhamdulillah, in this kitab there are so many aspects that pertain to the day of Jumu'ah. Let us look at one aspect: preparation of the people of the past. It is mentioned that the people of the past would go out of their way to prepare for Jumu'ah Salah. From the night before, they would have the clothing ready. Many would ensure that they wear a special set of clothing. They would even keep aside their best ithar, which they used only on a Friday, showing great importance to this Mubarak day. Unfortunately, we are no more showing such importance to the day of Jummah as we ought to. In non-Muslim countries, schools and businesses are closed on Sundays as it is their holy day which they revere. Why can't a Muslim show respect to this big day and reserve all his time and energy for ibadat of Allah Ta'ala? Sometimes it happens that halfway through the Jummah Salah, we are still uncertain whether it is a Friday or it is not a Friday. So one of the aspects of Jummah is to go early to the masjid. To go early to the masjid. Let us see how we can fulfill all the sunnahs of Friday, the ghusl, wearing our best clothing, applying ithar, and coming early to the masjid, and being respectful, not harming anyone with regards to our parking, the way we place our shoes, how we sit in the masjid. Sit as close as possible to the mimbar, listen attentively, don't play on the cell phone, don't talk, and inshaAllah when we leave, then we leave with forgiveness, with nur, with barakah, with great rewards from Allah Ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq.